If you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. We'll wrap up today's show now with a look ahead to the world of music in 2013. So you're listening to one of the most anticipated albums coming out in the early part of the new year. It's an alternative supergroup featuring members of Radiohead and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're called Atoms for Peace. Stephen Thompson is one of our in-house music obsessives. He writes for the NPR Music website, and he appears on the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Stephen, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Introduce us to this mystery group. Who's in the supergroup?
Okay, once you hear the voice, it becomes a little clearer. The singer is Tom York from Radiohead, and it kind of started out as a Tom York solo project, and it's become a full band, Atoms for Peace, and it's Nigel Godrich, who is, you know, sort of the honorary extra member of Radiohead. He produces their records. Joey Waronker, who's a great drummer, and Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. And so the thing with supergroups is supergroups are kind of a double-edged sword, because on one hand, they're sort of unburdened from any sort of expectation. They can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that they're unburdened from any expectations and can do whatever they want. So it can be indulgent, it can be an inherently minor recording, but, you know, Tom York, you know, he's kind of free to do whatever he wants at this point in his career. And he still seems to me to be making vital music. And the first single from the record is Default. The album is called Amok, and it comes out in February.
Tom York and Flea and the others, that's Atoms for Peace, and that comes out in February. So let's turn to another big name. I'm kind of really anticipating this one. I saw it coming up. Aaron Neville, and he's so associated, as we all know, with New Orleans, that on his new album, he's trying his hand at a different tradition. Let's listen to a bit of that.
It's the medicine of your blue when you tap. Well, I'm just a poor young boy.
Wow, he came up north. That's like Philly sound to me.
Yeah, this is Aaron Neville's doo-wop record. It's sort of a tribute to the songs that he loved when he was a kid. This particular song is called Ting-a-ling, which was mm-hmm. one of his favorite songs, recorded 60 years ago by a group called The Clovers. And again, it's a little bit like I was saying about supergroups, covers albums. Covers albums can really come across like very lazy cash-ins. But this, you can tell, there's this enormous amount of passion put into it. He clearly loves and wants to embody this material. The album is actually produced by not only Don Was but also Keith Richards, who plays guitar on it.
Wow.
And in interviews I've seen, Aaron Neville basically sort of says he wants to make a bunch of records like this. I think that he had been associated, I think, with a lot of somewhat mawkish adult contemporary uh-huh. music, and this is much more vital, much purer sound. And it's the album is called My True Story, and it's quite lovely.
Well, I'm young and I'm free. It's a real fine way to be. Well, I'm young and I'm free. And it's a real fine way to be. Well, I'm young and I'm free. And it's a real fine way to be. With a fine young thing to give her love to me.
Well, I'm trying to picture Keith Richards producing that. That is fantastic. All right, that's Aaron Neville from his new album, My True Story, and it's coming out in about a month. Look forward to that. And I'm speaking with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music about some of the albums he's most looking forward to hearing in the new year. He spent Christmas reviewing this for all of us. So let's move on to an artist named Kacey Musgraves. Slate Magazine recently said of her, "I'm tempted to call her the future of country music, or at least to hope that she is."
Sometimes good intentions
I was playing that in the office, and everyone said, Jackie, is that the track to Nashville?
Right. What, part of the thing that has helped Kacey Musgraves break out as what a lot of people think is a future major star is that she's written this song called Undermine that has appeared in the TV show Nashville, and people who love that show really soak up the music for it. One of the great things about that show is there's this wonderful country music that's played throughout it. It's all talk, 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 talking in the wind. It only slows you down when you start listening. She's 24 years old, and I think what really jumps out about her is just how sort of smart and incisive her lyrics are. She's got a song that was a pretty big hit this past year called Merry-Go-Round that's this very kind of unblinking, unflinching look at small-town life in ways that are not simply glorifying. And, you know, it's a very fresh young voice, and I know, like, most of the music people I know are just dying to hear what she does next. Merry, merry, quack and trick.
That's Kacey Musgraves with a song called Merry-Go-Round. And her new record doesn't even have a title yet, I guess, but we'll look for it sometime in the spring, huh?
Absolutely.
So finally, Stephen, you've got this luscious-sounding band called Rhye, spelled R-H-Y-E. I'm not quite sure why. Anyway, what can you tell me about them?
Rhye is a duo from L.A., and they've had a couple of songs kind of floating around in the ether, kind of on the wind for the last few months. Beautiful piano hooks, kind of horns and strings, very sexy. It was first pitched to me, my colleague Ann Powers said, oh, you would like Rhye, they're like a male Sade.
You know, I said something close to that. I said, wow, this has such an 80s sound.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it actually reminds me a little bit of groups like Spandau Ballet mm-hmm, or something mm-hmm. like that, where there's a kind
it's
of a cool, floaty vibe, but also with a warmth to it.
A perfect record song. You know, I don't know about in concert, but at home I would listen to that a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I'm definitely going to try to see Rhye in concert in 2013 just to see if they're able to capture that like you said, that kind of studio vibe. You want to play it on your hi-fi.
You can report back and put it in your podcast.
Absolutely.
So that's music from Rhye, and their debut album is Woman. It's coming out in March. And Stephen, we are so very happy to have had you here for the last weekend of 2012.
It is my pleasure anytime.
Stephen Thompson writes for NPR Music, and he appears on the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, which you have to check out. You can hear more of his picks today at nprmusic.org. Thanks again, and a very happy new year, Stephen.
Happy new year to you, too.
And our program is directed today by Lily Percy, produced by Phil Harrell, and edited by Steve Lichtai. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Amy Held, Wilma Council, Acacia Squires, Erica Morrison, and Chris Connolly. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs, scroll down. We're back next weekend. And until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week and a very happy New Year.